Studies show that diabetes care in the U.S. is getting better, at least in a few places. Part of the reason is disease management, a new trend developing as employers and health plans seek to cut costs. They're discovering that it makes sense to organize care for people with complicated diseases such as diabetes. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports on one Pennsylvania man for whom help is just a phone call away.
For 10 years, Chip Kaufman was losing his battle with diabetes. He was tired. His feet and legs felt numb, making it hard to sleep. He'd already had a heart attack. Then he met Diane Littlewood.
Good afternoon. This is Diane Littlewood, RN. May I help you?
Diane?
Yes, hello.
How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Well, I have some concerns.
Okay.
This morning, my blood sugar is back up to 206.
Oh, okay.
Littlewood is a nurse with Geisinger Health Plan in central Pennsylvania. She's specially trained in diabetes care, and she helps people like Kaufman as part of something called a disease management program. The nurse is there to help Kaufman with every difficult part of controlling his diabetes.
And it's kind of like being an alcoholic, only you're a sugar-holic. You have a tendency to slip. But with this program, I have somebody to contact when I start losing it again to get me back on the straight and narrow again. She can give me hell when she needs to, and she can pat me on the back when I do good.
Kaufman contacts the nurse a couple times a week, by email, in person, and by phone.
I just, instead of going using the elevator to get to the third floor, I've been using the steps.
Great. Those things count. They do make a difference. That's increased activity, so you're doing everything great.
Before joining the program, Kaufman would see his doctor for short visits every few months. But doctors don't get paid to take phone calls every time a patient's blood sugar levels get a bit high. Littlewood is paid to give that kind of care.
The thing is, I remember that you're going to be seeing your primary care doctor this week.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, great. Well, I did write him a note regarding our last visit.
Okay.
And we talked at our last visit about possibly changing one of your medications.
So you've already talked to him about it?
I sent him a note.
Okay.
So I'm sure he has it by now.
I'll make a note here to remind myself to talk to him about changing medication.
Before he started working with Littlewood, Kaufman's diabetes seemed out of control. Kaufman is mayor of Bloomsburg, a small college town. He works long hours, and that makes it harder to eat right. Littlewood worked with Kaufman. A dietitian gave advice too, even showing Kaufman's wife how to make a great apple pie without any sugar. And Littlewood kept reminding him of the danger of further health problems, of another heart attack, or amputation of his legs.
For whatever reason, and it's the way I think that the diabetes nurse, Diane, talks to me, she doesn't pull any punches. She not only tells me, but she shows me what can happen to me. And she has a way of making me listen. It's kind of like if your mother tells you to do something, you listen. And she's basically mothering me back to good health.
Jan Sidorov is a physician who designed Geisinger's top-rated disease management program. Geisinger, like other HMOs, faces rising costs and aging patients who develop more health problems.
What are we going to do? What's the answer? I think disease management in general is one of the few bright spots and one of the emerging answers to this problem that we have with healthcare in this country.
Last year, Sidorov published a study that showed the diabetes program saved Geisinger about $1,300 a year for each patient. Other national studies show similar cost savings for HMOs. That's why disease management is the new buzzword for health insurers, and why 75% of health plans now have diabetes programs of their own. Not all work as well as Geisinger's. And nationally, studies are less conclusive that patient health is improved over the long term. But Kaufman says the program at his HMO has added years to his life. For the first time, he says he's controlling his disease with the help of his diabetes nurse.
All right, I'll send you an email then after I see the doctor tomorrow.
Okay.
And tell you what he had to say. And plus, I'll start sending you my blood sugars on a daily basis then.
Terrific.
Okay?
That's terrific, Chip. Well, thank you for calling.
No, thank you for helping.
No problem. I'll wait to hear from you.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.
Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.